Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a Wall Street analyst. He's been there for many, many years. He's worked for many of the companies like Goldman Sachs, and he knows the score. He knows what's going on inside and outside. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. If you have a chance to be a regular subscriber to his regular writings, you'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later for telling you about it. Leo Haviland, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's great to be on your excellent show again.
It's good to have you back. So volatility, one of the things that I'm talking about in my column, my upcoming predictions for 18 is that one of the issues that we've got to with our economy is global volatility, political geopolitics, internal U.S. politics. There's a lot of volatility out there, and the markets don't seem to, on the surface, the markets don't seem to be expressing that. The economy seems to be not expressing any of that much, but it's going to come to play, isn't it?
You're right, Jim. An excellent point. On the U.S. scene, the viciousness of the political divides between not just Republicans and Democrats, but also establishment and so-called populist, left-wing, right-wing, with all the other divisions about age and race and gender and religion and so forth on issues ranging from budget deficits, taxation, immigration, health care, and so on, suggests that even if the surface of marketplaces are relatively peaceful, there are some violent undertows competing. On the international scene, of course, we see things slowly heating up in Iran, Libya, Venezuela, oil production. And we can't forget North Korea, and we really can't even forget emerging marketplaces like China with their substantial corporate debt.
And that's one of the comments that I'm making in my predictions. Their immature and propped up banking and financial system, those chickens could come home to roost this year, couldn't they?
Excellent point. And on the European front, Jim, as you've underlined when we've spoken, you look at the populism, which is greater or stronger in places like Germany or France. Italy, mm-hmm. with the election, and Eastern Europe with Poland, that even if things seem good in the U.S. from some perspective, such as the strong corporate earnings, we need to keep our eyes open elsewhere.
So, you know, one of the things that I worry about is the stock market crashing and taking down the economy. I'm not worried about the stock market crashing because Wall Street can take care of itself. I'm the small business advocate. But sometimes that happens and it takes my guys down, takes me and my guys down. These other things that are out there, the disruptions in Iran right now, which could be good long term, it could be a good thing if somehow that horrible regime in Iran was turned over, but it could create a regional geopolitical nightmare over there that could mess things up for a year or two, right?
Yes, sir. And you point out in many of your essays, too, the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Yep.
And one thing that has not received a lot of press even within Wall Street is, suppose what happens if the weakness in the dollar continues alongside rising interest rates here and abroad. That could put some pressure on the U.S. stock marketplace, mm-hmm. and as well as emerging stock marketplaces.
Well, and so there's a lot of issues out there, and what are what we're trying to do here is, what are those implications for small businesses? And to me, a lot of that has to do with who our customers are. And if we've got big corporate customers, we need to keep up with what's happening to them around the globe, don't we?
excellent point, because the big corporate firms are the ones who, if they either don't invest as much as many people expect with this tax reform, or if they happen to cut back investment for any set of reasons, whether it's a concern about domestic politics or other reasons, that will impact your small businesses.
Yep, yep. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm speaking of the big guys something that might ameliorate some of these issues is the big tax cut that corporate America got that small business didn't get. That's right. I'm still riled up about that. And Leo and I might have a little divergence of opinion on some of this, and we'll have a great discussion about that coming up right after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.